This is the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs. Researchers from the Los Angeles Sabin Research Institute have published a cross-sectional imaging study evaluating the effects of prenatal air pollutant exposure with polycystic aromatic hydrocarbons on brain structure and cognitive and behavioral functions in school-age children. A retrospective urban-based cohort of 40 youth was followed up prospectively from the fetal period to ages 7 to 9 years. Morphological measures of the brain surface and the white matter surface were obtained. The researchers detected a dose-response relationship between increased third trimester polycystic aromatic carbon exposure and reductions of white matter surface in later childhood, confined almost exclusively to the entire left cerebral hemisphere. This reduced left hemisphere white matter was associated with slower information processing speed during intelligence testing and with more severe externalizing behavior problems, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder symptoms and conduct disorder problems. The significant association of polycystic aromatic hydrocarbon exposure with slower processing speed was mediated by the magnitude of the left hemisphere white matter disturbance. The authors conclude that prenatal exposure to polycystic aromatic hydrocarbon air pollutants contributes to slower processing speed, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder symptoms, and conduct problems in urban youth by disrupting the development of left hemisphere white matter. This has been the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs.